There is a famous machlokes de Ramban and the Baal HaMor regarding the Indian of Mila. The Gemara in Erevin talks about a different case about where you have no water, and then it gets into the different shitas of Amir or Nochri. But the Ramban and Baal HaMor argue over a different case where, let's say you do have some water. In other words, the Gemara, we don't have a Bizman Azel, we have modern technology, other issues, but Bizman Gemara, Bizman Mishnah, Marchitin as a Kotan ben Lefnei Amila ben Laachar Amila. We do a Mila before and after. We wash the baby with hot water before and after the Mila. Why? It's an Inu of Suffolk Sakana. So the case is, so where you have enough water to wash the baby before, however, you're not going to have enough water to wash the baby after. So the shaila is, am I going to put myself in a situation where I'll be permitted to be Machal Shabbos? In other words, the Chiyas Isser. In other words, if I do the Mila now, after right after the meal, I'll have to Machal Shabbos, because, and it won't be Chil Shabbos, it'll be Pikuach Nefesh, gets into Hutra Dechuya perhaps. Or do I say no, that I have a mitzvah of Mila and that's it? So that's a major machlokes, the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. The Ramban writes, Ein locha mitzvah or shaita, I have a mitzvah now, I don't have to make cheshbonos about later. I go ahead and I do the Mila, I could do the Chiyas Isser. And the Baal HaMor says, no. Not to the extent, of course, you have to make cheshbonos, but here you don't need a cheshbon. You know, this will definitely happen. It could be if it may or may not happen by the case of taking a ship before Shabbos, but here it's definitely going to happen. They have a better not to do the Mila because you don't want to put yourself in a situation of the Chiyas Isser. So that's the discussion here. Someone is saying there's a machlokes between the Ri and Rabbeinu Shlomo regarding tzitzis. Let's say you have, let's say it's Shabbos, and you have you only have rip tzitzis. You don't have kosher tzitzis or not. So the question is, am I allowed to put on a four-cordon garment or leave a four-cordon garment on without tzitzis? I think the tzitzis rip. So Rabbeinu Shlomo says, no, don't put it on. Like the Baal HaMor, take them off because there's an Isser Levitcha's Beged Dal and Kafos without tzitzis. And the Ri seems to know, no, there's a mitzvah that wears tzitzis. There's no issue with these. Just in a case where you can rectify it during the week, you'll fix it. But if there's no way of rectifying it, then there is no issue of levius. And that's the question, whether there is a dechias issue or the shaila. Like, could I walk into a house which doesn't have a mezuzah on? So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put up a mezuzah. So, I say it's not a problem of walking in. So that's how also there's a whole major discussion in a different context. I think it's the Minchas Chinuch, the Noda of Yehuda, in terms of Karban Pesach. So the luck is Karban Pesach, one of the few mitzvahs asked if you don't do Yechayev Kares. So the question is, so the Torah tells us there are exceptions, Derech Rechoka. So the Shaila is, could I, L'chadchila, put myself into a, so even the Baal HaMor will have to, even the Baal HaMor will have to agree that you're not considered Machal Shabbos. The question is, you know, should you do a L'chadchila? So could I put myself in a situation and make myself a Derech Rechoka? So the Minchas says no, it's a bit chiddush. Mevatam, even he agrees there's no kares, but I think he even holds you, but it's a bitul mitzvase. And others say no, it's not a bitul mitzvase. You know, maybe you shouldn't do it, but there's no iser of, you know, gets into, you know, what ruts and what an HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but it's a major debate there whether one could put themselves in a situation, let's say, to make yourself a Derech Rechoka, and therefore a Pater, because you put yourself in a situation where you're not going to have to do the Karban until Pesach Sheni, so perhaps, you know, someone to tie the issue with the Ramban Baal Amor, you could, to the Sitzis, I mean, we could argue in the Ramban case, by Mila, this is a Vadai Mitzvah Mila. By Sitzis, that's a discussion whether it's an Issu Avisha Dalad Kampos, or no, it's just a Mitzvah Zase. When I can't do the Mitzvah Zase because it's Shabbos, so then there's not a problem wearing a four-cornered garment without the Sitzis on.